The Word of Prophecy Broadcast. In this hour of the world's greatest crisis, hear a unique revelation and message by Brother Ray Pringle, a man anointed to be a prophet of God. The voice of one crying in the wilderness, "Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight, as saith the prophet." And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God, and he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elias, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
To the Word of Prophecy broadcast, radio's most challenging hour. And I'm Brother Ray Pringle. And I've come your way today again, ladies and gentlemen, with a true prophetic message and revelation for our old sick society and the Laodicean and lukewarm church of our Lord Jesus Christ. And ladies and gentlemen, this message is directly from the greatest source book ever made available to man, and that is your Holy Bible, along with revelations from the Holy Ghost, and I pray that the Lord would truly give you ears to hear. I continue our message today entitled, Destroying Ourselves. Well, I hope that America and the church will listen, at least many, from the Atlantic to the Pacific, today or tonight, whenever you're listening. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we've had favored status with our God for over two centuries, and God has had an umbrella of divine favor over us, but he's warned America in the Bible. This is a warning to America. Here it is. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. But at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. It didn't say Israel, it said any nation. That's America, Jeremiah 18, verses 7 through 10. Well, neither our military alliances, nor our nuclear arsenal, nor our powerful army and navy, or our economic and political detente can save us, ladies and gentlemen. We're destroying ourselves. We rebelled against our God and against his inexorable laws that govern this universe. God's laws, when ignored and arrogantly broken, are like the mighty tides of the sea. They sweep men and nations into great judgments. This is a moral universe, and it is ruled by God's moral laws. And whatsoever men or nations sow, that they shall also reap. Galatians 6, 7, and 8. Also the prophet declared, we've sown to the wind, and we shall reap the whirlwind. Hosea 8 and 7. Well, this certainly a day and age we need to recognize the malignancy that is destroying us. In this old pagan society of perverts, immorality, nudity, drunkenness, dope addiction, violence, lying, cursing, cheating, stealing, bloody abortions, exotic pleasure, and idolatry of all flavors, is there anything that God will accept of this old sick society? The answer is no, because as a prophet declared, the whole head is sick and the whole heart is faint. From the sole of the foot, even unto the head, there is no soundness in it, but wounds and bruises and putrefying sores. They have not been closed, neither bound up, neither mollified with ointment. Isaiah chapter 1, verses 5 and 6. The morbid condition in our nation is destroying us from within, and even the church has been invaded by an accompanying spiritual malaise and vertigo, rendering it impotent against the deadly reproachment that it has with the world. And we must note this very carefully for God to help us. I love to tell this following
prophetic revelation that was found in the memoirs of a great Frenchman, a French ambassador to the United States of America during the 1830s. During this time in the 19th century, Alexis de Tocqueville, when he was ambassador, he wrote in his own words that was discovered in his diary later, quote, "I sought for the answer to the greatness of America. I sought her greatness in her cities, her factories, her rivers and lakes, her mountains, her waterfalls, her seaports and halls of government. I did not truly understand the greatness of America until I visited her churches and witnessed her pulpits aflame with righteousness." And then he continues to make this prophetic observation. "America is great because she is good. If America ever ceases to be good, then she will cease to be great." And remember, this prophetic observation was made during the 1830s. Well, what's happened to our goodness? Oh, America, God says, your goodness is as a morning cloud, and as the early dew it goeth away. Hosea 8:6-4. God has decreed, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Proverbs 14:34. Our nation is gravely ill from moral decay and spiritual decadence. We are spiritually bankrupt, ladies and gentlemen. Why? Because the pulpits of America are not aflame with righteousness. This source of our greatness has been discovered by the devil and has been corrupted. The thundering voices of God's true prophets have been silenced until there's only a whisper against the sins and rebellions that are inwardly destroying this great nation of ours. Well, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? Sit here and mourn and complain? No, we're doing something about it, and we will continue to do something about it. Spiritual and moral decay always, well, it's always led men and nations into depravity. And this decadence will result here in our nation calamitously into an economic collapse and finally into the great and sore judgments of God. And I often say this on these broadcasts, biography is the history of an individual. History is the biography of a nation that's magnified, intensified, and multiplied on the screen of the past. And ladies and gentlemen, God, in the Bible's prophetic scriptures, warns men and nations by the history of the destruction of past civilizations and empires of his judgments coming upon this rebellion in our own generation. The debris and ruin of great nations and civilizations as Sodom and Gomorrah, Babylon, Rome, the Third Reich of Adolf Hitler, it lay scattered all over this planet, mute testimony to the truth of God's unfailing law of sowing and reaping. Jesus declared our society to be as it was in Noah's day, characterized by spiritual and moral decadence, to wit, quote, "And God saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually." Genesis 6:5. This constitutes our present sordid spiritual profile before a righteous God. Ladies and gentlemen, could it be today that we have been weighed in the balances and found wanting, as the king that we have a record of in Daniel the 5th chapter was? Belshazzar the king, one night in a drunken orgy, a hand wrote on the wall of that dissolute monarch many centuries ago and wrote his final rites. You're weighed in the balances and you're found wanting because of your sins, and your kingdom is going to be split up and divided to other nations. God, he meant America and any other nation when he warned of his terrible judgments, to wit, "But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, saith the Lord." Jeremiah 12:17. Further, God repeated his threat of severe judgment and the detailed cause, to wit, "Son of man, when the land sinneth against me by trespassing grievously," that is excessively, "then will I stretch out mine hand upon it and break the staff of bread thereof, and will send famine upon it, and I'll cut off man and beast. Or if I bring a sword," that's terrorism, "upon that land, or if I send a pestilence," that's plagues, "into that land and pour out my fury upon it in blood, then that land will not escape. That's from Ezekiel, the 14th chapter, verses 13 through 19. And ladies and gentlemen, it did not say Israel. It said that land or any land, and it includes this great land of ours when we ourselves know that we've departed from serving the living God who built this great nation. And it even, the motto remains on our dollars, in God we trust. Now note carefully that God says when any land departs from him and sins excessively, transgressing grievously. Ladies and gentlemen, that's not talking about just normal sin. That's talking about excessive sin like Sodom and Gomorrah with perversions, sex perversions, and immorality, and violence to an extent that God can no longer tolerate it. The Bible says of Sodom and Gomorrah, and America's a regular Sodom and Gomorrah in our own generation today. Genesis 13 and 13, it declares the men of Sodom were sinners exceedingly before the Lord. And God says, I'm going to destroy it. And there's a big hole in the ground over there called the Dead Sea, over there just a little bit east of Jerusalem and southeast, where God destroyed a megalopolis of perhaps hundreds of thousands of perverts who were sinners excessively before the Lord. Some 25 centuries ago, God spoke to his prophet and said this great, and gave him this great message. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself, but in me is thine help. I will be thy king. Where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? That's found in Hosea 13, 9 and 10. Now, God was speaking to a nation which had long enjoyed, as we in America have, favored status under a divine umbrella of his material blessings and of his infinite guardianship. We have been benefacted by our great God. He's been our benefactor, and we're still enjoying some of those blessings that's left over from the good old days in our forefathers who served God. Well, God said, when Israel was a child, I loved him and called my son out of Egypt, Hosea 11 and 1. And also, yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt. And thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled. They were filled and their heart was exalted. Therefore have they forgotten me, saith the Lord. Hosea, the 13th chapter, verses 5 and 6. When God, it seems like when God blesses a people, an individual, or a nation with material blessings, then they want to forget God and turn to some exotic religion and to some materialistic form of pleasure and idolatry. What a striking parallel with a spiritual decay and rebellious moral degeneracy in America at this very moment, as we witness in shock our power declining, our descent into God's judgments. And again, God's prophet cried, they've sown the wind and they'll reap the whirlwind. And their last message was, you repent or perish. And so it is to America today. Shall we pray? Our Father and our God, we ask you in Jesus' name to grip every heart in the message with his power and persuasion to turn them to the truth. And may, dear Lord, the Holy Ghost convict them of their sins and rebellion and help them to realize if they're living in sin, they're in disgrace and not in the grace of God, and they'll repent and turn to you for forgiveness and divine favor. We ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Brother Ray Pringle. I've come your way again on the Word of Prophecy broadcast. I'd like to share with you our mailing address is Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Post Office Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. I hope you will write me this week. If you'd like to have these messages in print, we'll mail them to you and by your request without cost or obligation. And if God's touched your heart, I hope that you will feel led of the Lord to send us a fellowship offering to make my voice strong. Write me to Word of Prophecy Fellowship, Box 10200, Jacksonville, Florida 32207. And until the next broadcast, may God grip your hearts in this message with its power and persuasion is my prayer for every one of you.